okay, the dice dealer. I'm primarily working on dice.
Yeah.
I'd have to ask for money.
Oh, you're hustling
$200. Hey, how are we doing for you, sir? Nice big man calling some good numbers for you. I'll say, sir, put one down next to you for the stick man. Show a little appreciation.
You just say that, and you're not allowed to do that, Lex, sir. That's like
You weren't allowed to do it over there either, but your box man, you're paying him to look the other way. You're paying your floor man to look
the other way. He's getting a cut of it.
No, he's getting what I give him.
Oh, really? It's like a negotiated thing. Now, how'd you learn that?
Take him out of the parking lot and teach him.
They took me out. They had a parking lot party with me.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was called.
When you went to work there, well, you get your green, job, you're just walking in, you have no clue.
I learned how to deal with Gail Cortez in the first job I had. I was one of the youngest dealers on the strip.
How old are you?
I was right before I turned 20.
Okay.
So now I go to this place, and I have no clue what else.
Here's the rules and regulations, right?
You're doing this is no mob place.
Right.
I go in there. It's kind of like I'm looking at a big guy. So I'm dealing. Like a week goes by, I haven't asked for that, I haven't done shit, they've been carrying it a whole week. They said, we gotta talk to you kids. So they took me out for a parking lot party, they told me. Now, if you don't ask for a bet, which is something to generate some income for this crew, you're gonna make what you ask for, nothing. And I'm more than willing to learn this. What do you want me to do?
Right.
The stick man goes up and says, all right, you look at me. We got the table, but we pay off the pencil man too to give us the right table. We have the table right in front of the showroom. Show break hits, you have two show breaks a night. When show break hits, you're gonna make a shitload of money in less than 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I've been averaging $300, $400, $500 a night.
Really?
And I haven't done shit.
Right, to help out. Yeah. They just you've been so getting the cut every night. She didn't know, right?
Stick man's on the stick. He says, when the pit boss walks away, you don't ask in front of the pit boss. That's to show respect.
Right.
Pit boss walks away, the poor man he'll scratch his ear and talk to a cocktail waitress or hit on a hooker or whatever. Then we make our move.
Uh-huh.
And the poor man will know when we're going to make our move.
Yeah, it's
all right. So the stick man looks at me and goes, now. And he told me, I want you to hit everybody on your end. I don't give a shit what they're betting. You hit everyone. You ask everyone out there for a bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me now. I'm scared to death, okay?
Sir, how about putting one down for me, sir?
He yells at it.
I yelled it 7 times, 7 different players. Stick man's on the stick, he's turning. He's going, oh, God, what an asshole. So, the stick man knows I'm history now. I am dead meat. We had a pit boss. His name was, he was more than a pit boss. His name was Sherlock Feldman. I believe he's dead now. He was an old character. And he comes running over full blast from the other end of the pit. Now, we're talking, you know what the front door is?
Yeah.
The front door of the Luxor to like the high limit pit. He comes running that far. That's how high I was talking. Running over there, and he tells the box man, oh, that son of a bitch to come see me before he goes on that goddamn bike. And the stick man's just standing there shaking his head going, you're a schmuck, you got balls, but you're a schmuck. Jesus, I'm going,
I think I do.
The guy's been old, and this guy on the stick's like 200 years old, he's been here for a million years. He's just shaking his head going, well, you guys see what happens. So I go on break, I go over to him, and I said, yes, sir. And he just looked at my head and said, I don't care about any problem against anybody making any money in this place. We all have to make money. But if I hear you ask for that again, I'm going to rip your balls off. Do you understand me? Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm like a rabbit.